Better grab everything I can.
You're gonna wanna see this. This is gonna be good.
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here.
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah.
Grabbing pills. Pills.
Oh, I gotta stop dancing on Monday morning. Good morning, world of gaming.
Good morning, everybody.
We're back.
We're back for the weekend. We survived another weekend of gaming.
Well, I didn't survive.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Dance Central, for the lovely fallen arch in my foot.
No.
Apparently, me and Mr. DJ were turning it up too loud. Yes.
Girl, I'm telling you, that one hurt my knee. I'm getting old.
I love the
some of those dances now. It's like, ow.
You know what's bad is now when you go out in public, and ladies out there, pay attention, guys, too. You'll notice people who have Dance Central, when they hear one of the songs from Dance Central, they start doing the steps. You know exactly who has that game. Oh, my God. Okay, that's called, yeah, Monday. Monday football. You listen to Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Yay, and I am Corey. No, wait.
Okay, I'm Ginger today. Yay.
All right. I may be a little bit hopped up on cinnamon sugar and tea. So.
Caffeine.
Yay.
And I probably should grab some pills because my foot is hurting. Why is it always the one foot? It's never the other.
Because that way you walk lopsided and you look all goofy.
I sure do. Ask me what happened to you, Dance Central. Don't ask.
It's an old war wound.
old gaming wound. We'll be saying that in a few years, in case y'all didn't know.
A few years, hell, dude. I'm already using that.
It's a gaming injury.
Do we get workman's comp?
Oh, that would be yeah. Oh, I got to meet some Sims Medieval this over the weekend, and I, as much as I hate EA, I have to say they knocked it out of the park with this one.
Is it that much fun?
It is completely different from The Sims, but using The Sims elements, and they went RPG RTS on you. It's awesome. What can I say?
Very nice.
And I like the whole good and bad aspects. They borrowed from other RPGs that, you know, took what they did and went off and did their own thing. You could be good and bad, and you have to manage your kingdom and keep your relationships up to par, which is hard because you don't have a phone anymore. You got to send messages via carrier pigeon, and I am not joking.
That is cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
So, EA, we hate you, but you make good games. Okay.
Well, I'm out playing MAT this weekend.
Oh.
Headshots. Ah, so many headshots.
That's scary. There's so many headshots.
It was nice. It was so nice. I love watching the bodies fly back. Oh,
I got to say, I do rather enjoy me some ragdoll physics. I do. And before we jump into the news, one more quick announcement. Those of you who have been asking, our Sex in the Virtual City starts today. We'll be introducing you to the ladies of the Virtual Sex in the City all this week. The first two are up. Of course, Ginger did not want to be hidden, so, you know, she is a mega superstar. Ginger Ghost Star, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's Ginger Ghost Star. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll hide you. I didn't even know right about today.
You know, people are going to be playing with us in Second Life just to see if they end up in our thing.
I've already got people asking, am I going to be written about? Possibly.
Well, my Corey Mills was the one I won't be hiding. Then we have two other ladies that are, maybe three other, I think, that are didn't want their names shared. They didn't want the drama. Of course, it'll happen anyway. Somebody will figure out that you're talking about them.
Bring me the drama. Bring it. I'm not scared.
You personally want the drama. That's what makes good writing. Okay. We need to do some news, woman. Because peoples are complaining.
News? They need news? They really think they need news?
Okay. I'm trying not to be cut. My caffeine is not fully kicked in.
Oh, you want to know what, Corey? Size really does matter.
I'll say it does, but go ahead.
Does size really matter? Oh, yes, it sure does. Freema Studios, Canada's leading independent game developer, announced today in conjunction with Bolt Creative, a San Francisco-based developer of original mobile applications and games, that the Pygmies of Pocket God on Facebook are moving to bigger and better things with Episode 5, Archipella, Go, Go. And I'm going to lose my voice, so forgive me for a second. Allergies in Texas are killing me. All right, so this latest addition to the Pocket God world introduces a brand new island, a first for the popular online title, and features a fun new way to reward the Pygmies for their undying loyalty. I don't think it's undying if we're constantly killing them.
And I don't want to reward them. I just want to throw them in a volcano. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The latest update also adds customization for a sixth tribe member and offers players the chance to participate in a global event taking place on April 1st. Hey, this is old news. Why am I just getting this today, people?
You know, that's been happening a lot. I don't know. PRs are coming late or they're reusing them. You do not recycle.
Don't recycle. And if you do, grr. Anyways, all right. So since its debut in December of 2010, the Facebook version of Pocket God has grown exponentially and is attracting more players every month. If you're not playing it, you really should. You get to kill pygmies. It's so much fun. More than 40 million loyal, unquestioning pygmies have met their demise over that time. That's approximately the same amount of people who have had the fortune of being Rickrolled over the years. Oh, yeah, baby. don't worry, we're never going to give you up or let you down. And how does that song stuck in our head? 2 million sacrifices can be attributed to friends on Facebook sacrificing other friends. Yeah, I'm always sacrificing Corey. In a host of brutal and irreverent ways, including electrocution, shark attack, Venus flytraps, tornadoes, tar pits, and more. I kind of like the shark attack. I like to drop the shark on your head.
I have noticed.
Nothing says moral support like a good smiting. All right, so the new updates for Archipella Go Go are moving on up to a larger coastline. The Pygmies have finally found their deluxe island in the sky, or water. Well, you know what we mean. Players can now unlock or purchase a larger big island for Pocket God on Facebook, a third landmass in the archipelago, I'm probably saying that wrong, anyway, and will give deities the opportunity to stretch their pygmy legs. The island can be utilized for larger-scale pygmy torment, as there is now more space to invoke different simultaneous acts of torture, as well as additional room to conveniently handle quests. You get more pygmies and more customization. 6 is bigger than 5, so it must be better. Relax with a nice hot spring bath. Put a hot spring in a pygmy step with the all-new hot spring. All right, so with the hot spring environment now enabled, players can pamper their subjects with a much-needed and deserved bath, which will also award deities with additional devotion points if pygmies are asking for a dip in the nature's hot tub. Do we get to drown them, though? That's what I want to know.
Or do we boil them? Would be Oh,
yeah.
Boiling is good.
Maybe sick, yeah.
We're beyond sick.
Win a trip to Uranus. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
April's Fools, unless you're into that sort of thing. Just players who log in today will have a chance to participate in a global event. All right, so not today. It was April 1st, but these wankers sent us this late.
Maybe it was the April Fool's joke is that we would get the press release late.
All right, so you got to log in where users from around the world got to cooperatively work towards unlocking a new special item. For a limited time, players can feed their pygmies and watch as the results of said feeding become more explosive than normal. Oh, I got to log in and see if we can still do that. So what's the secret item to be won, and what kind of explosive do we mean? You'll have to log in to find out. Oh, I'm so logging in after this. I hope we can still do it. I'm going to blow me up some pygmies.
Well, is it the one on Facebook? Because you know they have many versions.
Yes, it is the one on Facebook.
Oh, okay, now I got to play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving right along here. Games Industry Biz is reporting some interesting things. They're saying, this comes from Revenge of the Titans developer Puppy Games, has said that while companies chase the next big thing, such as Facebook and iOS games, they're leaving behind a market crying out for new content. In Puppy Games' case, it's an underserved PC audience, one that's already seen the business net big sums, 180,000, from the first 10 days of the Humble Indie Bundle, 100K in the first 3 weeks on Steam, and 45,000 in direct sales. They're saying by the time you hear about the gold rush, whatever it is that was making people rich has been milked dry. And that's from Caspian. I love his name. Puppy Games, Caspian Prince. You have an awesome name. And this is in an interview done with GamesIndustry.biz today. He says, in the last 10 years, several fads have come and gone. There was Facebook Games that came and went because Zynga sewed that up. Casual games was a big thing in the 2004 or 2005, but Big Fish sewed that up. Hidden Object Games shortly after. Never liked those. I think iOS is the latest fad, but of course now we've heard about everyone getting rich on it. It's a dead cert that if we port anything to iOS, there's going to be no money in it. Prince said his company plans to get more weirdy and niche. Yeah, that sounds like you need some cream for that. They're sticking to the desktop PC as games platform rather than jumping to new formats like tablets or HTML5. So specifically, we're going to exploit the things that you can only do on the PC. All our games are unashamedly aimed at the desktop. While everyone else flees the desktop to chase new fads and gold rushes, they're leaving a big space behind. That's not an awful lot going on in the PC space. That's getting something of a renaissance now, thanks to Steam. I have lots of praise for Steam, as does our blaster here. Good God. Java is still the key language for Puppy Games, not least because Prince originally wrote an open-source library that has since gone on to be used in multiple titles, including last year's breakout hit Minecraft. Amazing. He says, I cried myself to sleep every night thinking about the money I could have made on the library if only I had released it under a royalty license. He says, although I'm not so bothered because you probably guessed by now that my plans have finally come to fruition after all these years. The 180K from the Humble Indie Bundle. Humble Indie Bundle. I keep saying humble like it's in Houston. Set us up for maybe a year or so, and Steam's 100K brought us approximately another year of development, according to Prince. But he's well aware that an indie developer is only as good as its last game. Very true. And the company isn't looking to expand anytime soon in a risky market. So even with all this money floating around, we've got enough to live modestly for 2 years. Revenge of the Titans took 3 years to make. So first of all, we've got to get our arses into gear and start making things quicker. And you can read the rest of that article and his full interview at GamesIndustry.biz. And he's right. And I didn't ever think of it as a gold rush, but it is kind of like that, isn't it? Ginger, are you with me?
I'm muted. Yes, it is.
Did we lose my Ginger?
No, allergies got me coughing and sneezing today. So.
Well, baby. Yeah, but it is very interesting. Gold rush, I never thought of it that way. And it is like a big old gold rush. Everybody's running around trying to get
it. It's kind of crazy.
It's
like the end, I don't know.
The end is near! Run! No.
I don't know how to explain it. It's the end of the wild, wild west. Everybody is releasing things with rules and regulations, and it's different, you know?
Well, we still got the internet itself as the crazy wild, wild west because, yeah. I just want to say it's still the wild, wild west because there is a website, and some of you are going to be trying to do this. Please don't do this at work and get fired. But there are websites whose entire library of games is nothing but sex games. And they are not blocked. It does not ask you for age. There is no ID verification. And where is ESRB when you need them?
Ooh.
No, Ginger, bad.
Oh, so what's this website?
yes, I am so not telling you on air.
Oh, no, come on. Why not?
No, it is not safe for work. I don't want anybody suing us. They told me to go look.
Well, you got to tell me your instant messages then. And then I'll put everybody else on Facebook.
I'm done.
Facebook, you can't have the info.
I'm done.
All right. Moron tests.
Moron tests?
Yeah, moron. Highly acclaimed iOS entertainment app, the Moron Test, comes to BlackBerry App World. Oh, yes, Distinctive Dev announces today that the launch of the Moron Test on Research in Motion's mobile app platform, BlackBerry. BlackBerry? I'm thinking about sex games now. BlackBerry App World are achieving phenomenal success on iOS and Android markets. The Moron Test is immediately available on BlackBerry App World for a wide range of BlackBerry devices. This announcement marks Distinctive Dev's achievement in bringing their flagship title to every major smartphone platform, having recently announced the availability of the app on Nokia's Ovi Store and Windows Phone Marketplace. Recently named as one of the top 20 best-selling iOS apps of all time, the Moron Test has entertained millions with its logic-twisting questions and memorable characters. The Moron Test presents players with a humorous set of questions and tricks that inspire them to think outside the box. Beyond smartphones, Distinctive Dev will continue its expansion of the Moron Test to new form factors and digital distribution channels, with plans to bring versions to iPad, Intel App Up, Mac App Store, and possibly Steam platforms later this year. Yes, we need it on Steam so I can play it on my PC. Yes, we do. Berkeley Mulligan, president and CEO of Distinctive Dev, says, "We're very proud to bring the Moron Test to the BlackBerry platform and welcome a new group of players. It's an essential step to our plan to bring the Moron Test to several more platforms later this year. We believe that the Moron Test success is very much due to people's desire to share the game with their friends." Yes, because I always like to know which one of my friends are morons. "And we want everyone who hears about the Moron Test to be able to get it for themselves, regardless of what kind of phone or device they want to use." All right, so the BlackBerry version of the Moron Test is available right now for 99 cents. That's less than a dollar. That's nice. On the BlackBerry App World catalog. So head over there. It's also the iOS version of the Moron Test is also 99 cents on the iTunes App Store. So if you want it for your iPhone, head over there and pick it up.
Well, speaking of morons.
Uh-oh.
This comes to us from our friends at GamePolitics.com, Mr. Robin Antonick, who is credited with programming the very first Madden game, is suing EA for royalty payments he never received. With 85 million copies sold to date, that could prove to be a ton of cash if he wins in court. Antonick is asking for a jury trial. Said jewelry. Yeah, no, my mind is jury trial in California in a lawsuit filed Wednesday. He claims that EA cut him out of the Madden franchise fortune. He also claims that he created the football game and had signed a development contract with EA way back in 1996, the Dark Ages, that entitled him to royalties on derivative versions of the Madden franchise. Only recently, as a result of publicity surrounding the 20th anniversary of the Madden video game, did Antonick become aware that EA did not independently develop subsequent versions of its Madden NFL software. And this is by way of the complaint that he filed in California. Instead, according to recent statements by EA's founder, Trip Hawkins, the current generation of software apparently derived from software developed by Antonick. Antonick is seeing tens of millions in royalties, disgorgement of all the profits from the sale of the game as a result of fraudulent behavior. Yeah. The Madden NFL game franchise has generated more than $4 billion in profits since its launch more than 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'd be ticked off, too, if I weren't including $4
billion. He says he's also not received a royalty payment from the game since 1992. And you're just now saying something? Come on.
Wow, that is a long time to wait.
Yeah, looks like he wasn't listening to my favorite Busta Rhymes song. If you guys want to know what that is, go look it up. GTA and Busta Rhymes. Where's my money? And that's what he should have been singing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Corey. What's the full title of that song?
I can't say the name of it. It is daytime podcasting.
Oh, no. Come on, Corey.
They can go look it up. I'm not kidding. Okay, so apparently over the past couple of years, EA and Antonick have supposedly engaged in confidential settlement negotiations. EA is saying, no, we didn't. The complaint and his 20-year-old claim are utterly without merit. This is from the spokesperson over at EA, Tiffany Steckler. She told a Hollywood Reporter, of all people to go speak to. She says, she's saying, we never offered to pay him a penny. Hollywood Reporter.
If he took his idea and whatnot, and if he can prove it, y'all are screwed.
Ooh. I'm going to – well, there's a screenshot there on GamePolitics.com, and his name is there, right there on the front page, in a very pixelated version of John Madden. I hate that man. It looks like it wasn't just him. There's Robin Antonick, which I'm betting is probably related to him. There's Trip Hawkins, and of course John Madden, and the programming done by Ron Johnson and Robin Antonick. I want to know, did Ron get any cash? That would be my question. Do you think Ron got any cash from his, you know, his contribution?
I don't know. I would assume so. I would, but I don't know. I mean, if they're not paying this guy his royalties, then you never know. I don't know.
There's interesting comments being made over there, too. Ooh. EA is getting sued again. Didn't NFL already sue EA over Madden 20?
EA getting sued again or still?
Well,
the devil.
Well, yeah. That's what happened.
I'll be nice. I'll go pad my little feet back to the kitchen where I belong and go play The Sims.
I don't want to see them die, unfortunately. I don't want to. Well, you know, I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. Lots of good people that work at EA. It's not their fault. Their marketing department is a little off. I'm trying to pick a nice word. It's a little off, though. Ginger, what you got for us next?
I have got another end-of-the-world type of game. A futuristic Facebook game depicts a divided States of America and challenges players to change the future. Breakthrough, a global human rights organization, announces the launch of the groundbreaking Facebook-based game America 2049, in which players actively explore how the choices and challenges Americans now face will shape the future of the country, its democratic values, and how we define ourselves as a nation. The game features appearances by Harold Perrineau from Lost, Victor Garber, alias, Cherry Jones, 24, Anthony Rapp from Rent, and Margaret Cho, notorious CHO, who generously gave his time and talents to help Breakthrough put a human face on complex social issues. America 2049 is the first Facebook game to integrate the social networking platform with many other resources online and off. Multimedia and interactive features, clues planted across the internet, and real-life events at leading cultural institutions nationwide, including International Coalition of Sites of Conscious members of the Lower East Side Tenement Museum, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, and the Bosque Redondo Memorial in New Mexico.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry for the little bit of slip there. Those are all run together in one big long word. It was crazy. America 2049 players are activated as agents for the Council on American Heritage, headed by Jefferson Williams II, Garber, and are tasked with the capture of alleged terrorist Ken Asaba Perrineau. As the game unfolds and players make high-stakes decisions, they are immersed in a divided America of the near future, splintered by race and ethnicity, hostile to women, sexuality, and self-expression. America 2049 challenges players to ask, how close are we already to America 2049, and how can we work together in real life to build a better future? America 2049 entertains and enlightens about the real-world issues of acceptance and tolerance, says Harold Perrineau. The project resonated with me because I love the idea of people fighting at all costs for the right to pursue the life they choose without fear of persecution. I hope that through play in America 2049, young people in particular will be inspired to help stop institutionalized hatred and intolerance today. Breakthrough President and CEO Malika Dutt says, I probably said your name wrong, I apologize, America 2049 is literally a game changer. It parachutes into an alternate reality perhaps not so far from our own, where we find America poised at a crossroads and where we are asked to make critical decisions about how we truly want to define ourselves as a nation. The game experience allows us to immerse ourselves in a future that could be, but also inspires us to envision and recommit to a real America built on pluralism, democracy, dignity, equality, and human rights for all. All right, so this is a very long, very, very, very long thing. Over 12 weeks, America 2049 players will take on missions and face challenges based on human rights themes, including immigration, race, sexual orientation, sex trafficking, religion, labor, national security, and more. They will unlock puzzles and clues via videos, voiceovers, graphics, microsites, and social media. Leading cultural organizations nationwide, most of them members of the International Coalition of Sites of Conscience, will host events linked to topics raised in the game. These sites, which use history to open conversations on today's pressing social issues, include, for event dates, you can contact Breakthrough directly. All right, so you've got James Adam Hull House Museum, Lower East Side Tenement Museum, United States Immigration Station, Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, Bosque Redondo Memorial, Levine Museum of the New South, Skirball Cultural Center, Arab American National Museum, and Ellis Island Immigration Museum. Hey, people, when you write these press releases, you do not have to run all these words together. You can. Now, I understand it's a link, and you think that you have to run it all together as one big word, but you really do not.
Of course you have to run it all together in one big word. Of course you do.
No. But just so you know, the next time y'all write a press release, it does not have to be one big word blurbed together. The link can still be there, spread out over multiple spaced out, properly written words. Okay.
All
right. Anyway, futuristic Facebook game. It's called America 2049. Head over there, check it out. Sounds kind of cool.
All right. Well, I guess I'll share this, dude. This is a short one, and then I'll do what I was going to do. Since Zeniga made a point to send it directly to me. Thank you. I didn't know we were on the list. Really weird. Zeniga wants you all to know out there, you guys that play Cityville on Facebook, bandits beware. Cop helicopters are here. You can upgrade your police station. Send cops to patrol your city for new bandits. With each police station upgrade, you'll get new patrol vehicles, and they're not telling me much more than that. Huh?
So what if we want to be the bandit?
That's what I'm saying. You don't give you the option to be either or. I might want to be the bad guy. But they're saying you can use your patrol vehicles to capture the newest bandits. That's about it. There's a couple other things they have in here. Of course, you guys probably know about this if you're a Facebook gamer. English Countryside from Farmville, which I was very irritated about. I went to play, and it was just regular old Farmville. So that's about it for that one. Moving along, I want to talk really quickly about Ginger's favorite game. Let me clear my throat before I announce that it's been released today. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. You stole my story.
I had to do it. It's available now on Xbox Live Indie Games. Yay! This is
Yay! Way to go. Pew, 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 pew.
It is from Incredible Apes, and it's a microphone-controlled cooperative space shooter. Again, it is now available on the Indie Marketplace. We also have a little trailer up for you to check out if you are.
The trailer is hilarious. Oh,
yes.
God.
It's right below the story, so you have to scroll down a bit. So armed with a pair of microphones, you and a friend will spit hot fire to annihilate the relentless geometric onslaught. You can, of course.
Hot fire.
You got to spit hot fire.
That's when I
fix the hot sauce. That's right. I can grab a friend and unleash an oral assault. That sounds all kinds of wrong. To save humanity from extinction.
Oral assault.
And just so you know, it's compatible with any Xbox microphone, including the headsets, but they are recommending that you use Rock Band microphones. But if you do, note that they work best when held at a distance from your little mouth. So don't be putting your mouth all over the microphones like people like to do when they come to my house. I have 3 Rock Band microphones, and it's like, ooh, all you need is a stand. Let me put the microphone in my mouth while I sing and blow out the speakers. Yeah. You all know who you are, who I'm talking to. I have to sanitize my microphones after you leave. They have some oral problems themselves. Anyway, Ginger, next.
I'm still laughing over the oral assault. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, never going to live that one down. Okay.
Breathe
again.
Breathe.
Florida couple nabbed for software piracy.
Oh.
I'm grabbing this from GamePolitics.com because I love you guys over there. And girls, hopefully. A Spring Hill, Florida couple has been accused of pirating video games and has been arrested by Hernando County Sheriff. The couple, 25-year-old, I'm probably going to say your name wrong, and I apologize, Javian Jamal Moore, and his wife, 27-year-old LaKira Monique Moore, were both charged with organized fraud.
Organized fraud. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're going to do it, better be organized about it. Thinking not so organized because you got caught. Javian Jamal Moore is being held at the Hernando County Jail on a $5,000 bond. His wife was released on her own reconnaissance so she could care for their children. Police were led to the couple by an anonymous tip. The anonymous caller said that a Craigslist ad was offering modding for a Nintendo video game system, going to assume the Wii, that would allow the user to install pirated software. I've seen this. This is actually kind of cool. Nintendo should actually let us do this. This is really neat.
I don't think they're bothered by them doing it at all, honestly. They never make a big deal. We make a big deal, but...
Yeah. A I've seen it in action. That was really awesome. The couple has apparently was apparently charging $195 for the service. See, that's where you went wrong. $200 for that? You can buy it. No, sorry. Detectives contacted Nintendo and the Electronic Software Association about the allegations, who in turn asked the sheriff's office to prosecute the couple for their crimes. Detectives said the values for the software is right around $33,000.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, that's what happens, man. That's what happens.
See, one, you put it up on Craigslist. If you're going to do this, you only do it with people that you know and you trust.
Right.
You do it by word of mouth. You don't do it by flipping online posts.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. Look, that's how we do it.
I've seen this in action on somebody else's Wii. Nintendo, you can come look my Wii. My Wii's fine. Anyways, it's actually really cool, really cool. And if I weren't afraid of somehow frying my own, I might do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm not so talented. I'd end up frying it. It'd be bad, and I'd be, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of hacking and people doing wrong things, wrong, bad. Also from Games Industry Biz, hacking collective Anonymous alleges an attack on Sony. A group of hackers known simply as Anonymous has claimed to be planning and perpetrating a series of hacking attempts on Sony in support of two of the hackers implicated in the PS3 jailbreaking furor.
Anonymous, you silly goose.
Action the group says will be taken in response to the company's continued legal pursuit of George Geohot Hotz and Alexander Alexander. And you are from mother country. I'm sorry.
Anonymous, y'all are not helping things. Geohot has got some nice lawyers recently. Do not make this any worse.
Well, Anonymous is a collection of hackers with anti-corporate agenda and a track record of successfully disruptive tactics. Previously, the group has claimed responsibility for denial of service attacks on MasterCard and Amazon for their compliance with U.S. government demands to stop doing business with WikiLeaks. The group also claims to have brought down the website of the right-wing fundamentalist Christian group, the Westboro Baptist Church. Hell, I could have done that on my phone.
Yes, that right there, I will applaud you for. But the MasterCard and the Amazon thing, that's not stopped me from using my MasterCard or shopping on Amazon.com.
Well, the thing is, have you seen the Westboro Baptist Church's website? You know, I know five.
No, I refuse to go over there. Those guys are idiots.
I had to. I wanted to see if we were on the list. We didn't make the list. We got to try harder.
Step in their gene pool, and it barely laughs at your toes, okay?
Well, a statement issued as a press release on the group's website announces the group's intentions to make Sony the next target. So congratulations, Sony, reads the announcement. You have now received the undivided attention of Anonymous. Your recent legal action against our fellow hackers, Geohot and Graf Chocolo, has not only alarmed us, it has been deemed wholly unforgivable. You have abused the judicial
system. Oh, that sounds so emo.
Yes, you have abused the judicial system in an attempt to censor information on how your products work. You have victimized your customers merely for possessing and sharing information and continue to target every person who seeks this information. In doing so, you have violated the privacy of thousands. This is information they are willing to teach to the world for free. The very same information which you wish to suppress for the sake of corporate greed and complete control of users. Here's my thing.
Yes, because we know how well it was you taught them last time when those people got busted for that kind of thing, you know?
I can admire that you have some conviction about something, but there are other ways to use your powers. Where were you when Egypt couldn't get a signal out? Why weren't you hacking those people so that people can speak? This is
exactly.
You guys are saying, hey, we're trying to stand up for a cause, stand up for something that is actually admirable. Geohot, apparently you keep saying he was giving it away for free. He's able to afford some kick-ass lawyers, so trust me, it wasn't free. So, you know, tell him to kick you some of that cash and then be quiet. I'm just like, wow. Some of the things some of you get into out there where you think it's a reputable cause. There's better things to do with your talents.
The thing with Geohot doesn't really bother. All right, it annoys me what he did because, I mean, his videos, he's stupid, he annoys me. It's just one of those things. But the point is, you got to pick your fights. And you guys seem to be picking fights that are not worth your time. You could have picked better fights.
Mm-hmm.
Corey brings up a very good point. And the whole thing in Egypt. Instead of doing good, you guys are probably, you know, trolling. Because that's what y'all do. Not that I can blame you for trolling. I'm a troll. But the point is, you got to pick your fights. And if you're going to want to go out there and in public and you want to show the world, oh, we're this great big, you know, wonderful group and we're fighting for your rights and we're fighting for your freedoms. Well, you know what? Fight for people's freedom. That's great. That's wonderful. Don't be stupid about it, though. Don't make it worse. There are ways to handle this that are adult, and the way you're handling it is not.
Everybody,
I taught you a third time.
And everybody here is making comments on GamePolitics.com. Interesting, very, very interesting. Apparently, the backtracer is saying, "You guys, y'all can't handle it. Back away."
And you know, and they attack these big corporations. They attack MasterCard. They attack Amazon. They're gonna attack EA, right? So what? They're gonna take them out of service for what? A day, maybe two. All right, sure, that hurts profits a little bit, but it's not going to take these guys down. These guys are too big for that. You need better tactics. You need to handle it.
You certainly, and certainly the first rule of engagement is you don't tell your opponent you're coming after them. That would be like, let me break it down to you simply in terms you understand. That would be like playing Halo and yelling, I'm about to throw a grenade at you, and then I'm going to headshot you. You might want to be careful. No. I'm just saying. Anyway. See what I mean by brilliant, but not brilliant.
No, not brilliant at all. Not brilliant at all.
Anyway, moving along.
I'm starting to think that the original anonymous members probably aren't even around anymore. Now it's just the wannabe anonymous people.
You're probably right. You are most assuredly right. Find something else to do, people. I mean, hack something worth my time. What I need you to hack is Bergdorf's so I can go in and get a bunch of clothes. And then I'm just saying, you know, hack me a plane ticket, something.
You know, I can back WikiLeaks and all that kind of fun stuff, but this is just getting stupid.
I'm on the fence with WikiLeaks. I think don't be releasing information that other people can get. Yes, we want to know here in the United States, but everybody didn't need to know. It's kind of like when you have a fight in your house with your family. You know, please step in if it's going to cause some problems. But if the
there are things that should be released, and they should be released in a timely manner. But if those things are going to risk our boys and girls that are overseas right now,
yeah,
keep your mouth shut.
Exactly, and that's why I'm looking at you, anonymous people that are like, "Oh, where are the WikiLeaks?" Guess what? Some of you are probably of age to be sent off to war. So when you get sent off, and somebody says, "Ah, we know this secret about WikiLeaks," let's see if you feel like it was okay for you to hack and back it. Just saying.
Yes. I could go on the whole deal about the guy burning the cron. It's the same difference.
Pick your battles. Pick good ones. Okay.
I'd love to meet him in a back alley with a baseball bat.
Oh, y'all have made Ginger angry. You don't like her when she's angry. But Ginger, we got some more news to do, woman.
News? All right. I'm off my soapbox. My turn? Is it your turn? Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
Right, Microsoft working on a new disk format.
No.
Yeah, it's coming from GamePolitics.com because, you know, I love those guys. Microsoft is working on a new disk format that it hopes will allow them to release bigger games.
For the new console that will probably be announced in a few months. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Current Xbox 360 disks are 7.95 gigabytes, of which 6.8 gigabytes is usable. This new disk format is the same one the company is using now, except that it will, in theory, be able to use that additional 1 gigabyte of space, which is, in its current form, a locked-off partition. The 1 gigabyte was apparently allotted for DVD video and anti-piracy measures. The news about this new format was uncovered by Xbox 360 scene hacker Commodore 4 Forever, who recently tweeted about it. MS will introduce XGD3. This will add more app checks, CVI, content integrity, checks, increase the disk size, and adds a new layer of protection issues all in the 2500 SDK. Bring it on, he says. Microsoft is reportedly beta testing the new format using new disk-based copies of Halo Reach. If the format has no trouble working on Xbox 360s, a dashboard update will be issued to enable it on a worldwide basis. The writer does say, when I first heard about the story, I was hoping that Microsoft had finally given in and would announce support for the Blu-ray format. No dice on that front.
Well, not with the THQ thing going on. You're not going to get any. Yeah, you're not going to get any announcement about Blu-ray with the whole thing going on with THQ and Sony. Not going to happen.
Blu-ray was going under.
Probably. sense digital distribution, but I think the whole THQ and Sony thing, not going to make it easy for you to want to announce anything to do with Blu-ray. So you might just want to skip over that. Go straight to digital distribution, baby. Just straight to the...
Microsoft, I understand why y'all are doing this, but could you fix the whole, I don't know, red ring of death issues that people still have? Get in the look. You're getting the stink eye.
The stink eye.
I don't like the red ring of death.
Y'all are getting a stink eye from Ginger. That's not good.
Dude, mine gets it every once in a while, and I have to glare. It's all nice and spaced out. It has all the room it needs to breathe, and yet I still get that every once in a while. I'm not happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have made Ginger angry yet again.
No, you're going to charge me how much for a console, and it's not even going to work right all the time? Mm-mm. No.
Mm. Well, those of you who have droids or are looking to get one should probably know. Let's see, I got 3 minutes here. Should probably know that Google is cracking down on unauthorized Android deals. Google has begun to censure companies over unauthorized changes to the Android operating system, as well as the formation of partnerships without the company's involvement. According to a Bloomberg report, companies will now need prior approval from Google's Andy Rubin in order to gain early access to software updates. Those changes, the changes in the working relationship were described by major hardware partners such as LG, which I have, yay, Toshiba, Samsung, and Facebook, which is working on its own device. Ooh, that is juicy. Bloomberg sources suggest that some companies have already made legal attempts to prevent Google's interference. Although Android remains open source at present and therefore free to use by any company, the advanced access to features and updates is now being used as a means to bring major partners into line, especially given Android's now 31% share of the market. If you don't know what that means, it's time for you to bone up on your market stuff. That's a pretty big share.
That's hot.
A big share. Google's move is apparently due to the concern that its market is beginning to fragment, with some hardware manufacturers continuing to use outdated versions of the operating system, creating compatibility issues for developers and confusion amongst customers. Mm-hmm. As a result, Google has begun to insert non-fragmentation clauses into its contracts, ensuring that the final word on how the operating system is used and customized, as well as any additional partnerships between companies. Smaller firms complain that Google is purposely delaying the release of new code to the public, making it harder for them to compete. The premise of a true open software platform may be where Android started, but it's not where Android's going. This is from Nokia. Chief Executive Stephen Elop is quoted as saying, comments here on GameIndustry.biz is that everybody's agreeing with that. I agree with it. You have some unsavory, some of you out there. I would rather know that my stuff came from an authorized dealer and that it was up to date, because it can cause problems. Kind of like what we're having. We have I don't want to name the company, where there, you know, things were not, one of the games was not playing right on the iPhone because of the version. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm very sad about this.
Yeah, because it looks like it's an awesome game.
I want to use people as cannon fodder.
So we're going to take a quick break. What was I going to say?
I'm all the people in Dark Age Camelot. You are my cannon fodder.
Remember, you can find this and other news on our website, GameIndustry.com, GameIndustry.com. Remember to check out the introduction to the lovely lady that's virtual. And, of course, if you would like to start your own drama or share it with us, if you want to share your in-game drama with us, you can also do so. Find us in the game for it. Ginger Ghost Star! Yay!
I'm usually shaking my pickle somewhere.
Sure is. It's a party right there.
I need to write up all the places I hang out. I don't know where to go!
This place you mentioned is some of mine.
Stuff online, you're just talking about some of the crazy ass crazy stuff. Guys, send me. Sorry. I apologize. Daytime, but my mouth runs away.
Ginger has major sugar daddies in Second Life. I don't know what she does.
Do not.
And for some reason, I have everybody's sugar mama. Oh, I'm not actually. I don't buy them anything, but they think I will is the problem. I don't know what that is.
Not a sugar mama.
I love you, Corey. I love the song Sugar Mama by Beyonce, but I'm not a sugar mama. I'm sorry to disappoint some of you out there. I will not buy you jack.
Mm-mm.
You will buy me things.
You will buy me things.
You will buy me things. That's how this works.
No, mine is usually, why are you buying me stuff? Stop buying me stuff. Seriously, don't buy me stuff. Why?
Sugar daddies is what she's got. I don't know why she's trying to deny it. Sugar daddies.
I keep chasing them off.
Mm-hmm, sure you are. Okay, time to move to our non-streaming portion here of news. Ginger, tag, you're it.
Tag, I'm it. I'm it. All right. Be a superhero on free online games ebook giveaway.
Ooh.
I guess this is written a little bit weird, so bear with me. To celebrate the launch of MMOBomb.com, a new platform for free-to-play online games, they are giving away free exclusive ebooks. Be a superhero on free online games. To all users that register a free account at MMOBomb.com. In this ebook, players will find some useful tips about making the most of their virtual lives without neglecting real life. Yes, it's called the off switch. Great speed for fans of the genre and neophytes alike, striking a perfect balance between the advantages of free-to-play MMO games and not letting them rule over your life. This is an ebook that has something for everyone and can't be missed. MMO Bomb is a new and independent platform for free-to-play online games developed by members with several years of experience in video game journalism and by players from all over the world. MMOBomb.com aims to become the ultimate source and in-depth coverage for free-to-play games worldwide, especially in Europe and North America. So again, for more information, if you want to check it out, see what free games they have to offer, or if you want that oddly titled book, you can head over to MMOBomb.com. It's the little red X. You hit that, and then, you know, you go down and you turn off the computer and you walk away. That's why my legs.
You mean it turns off?
4-hour bike ride Saturday.
It turns off? Really?
It does. I rarely turn mine off, but yes.
I did not know that thing turns off. Amazing.
Well, at least you know how to turn it on.
Why are you so bad today? Why?
I wasn't even thinking about it that way, but I just saw what you wrote on
Facebook. Why are you so bad today? Why?
I'm bad every day. That's the only flavor I come in.
I'm going to mind my own beeswax moving right along. Handy Games, bad name if it's time to say. Handy Games expands launch lineup for Sony Ericsson's Xperia Play. This comes from, oh God, Giebelstalt, Germany. Yeah, my ancestors are rolling over in their grave. They're saying they're expanding their launch title lineup for the Sony Ericsson. Two more games, the brand new sci-fi role-playing game Cyberlords and Apocalypse, an innovative action puzzler. Apocalypse, you heard me. And it's an innovative action puzzler, will be made available for Xperia Play market launch, in addition to three already announced titles, the award-winning casual brain training game Infect, spelled I-N-F-E-C-C-T, the acclaimed handy game super classic Dynamite Fishing, and the blockbuster Guns and Glory. All five titles will be available as free for download. So the games have been met with the most great enthusiasm by Android gamers all over the world. I'm not going to read these comments because that's just crazy. All future Handy Games titles will fully support the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play features and functionality. Comments from Marcus Kosul, CEO of Handy Games, is saying free mobile games are more popular than ever before and will continue our successful strategy mission-free on the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play. You can follow them or become a fan of theirs on Facebook. Did somebody not tell them fan things doesn't exist anymore? It's like... it's Handy Games, and also you can follow them on Twitter, Handy Space Games. Oh wow, and they've been around since 2000, in case you never heard of them. And they're mostly, looks like they do mobile games, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, Android, and Windows Mobile 7. So yeah, great for them. We'll check that out. Oh, you can also go to their website, handy-games.com, if you want to check it out.
Apocalypse. All right. I'm going to pull this next story from GamePolitics.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love them. The global video game community came together to show its love and respect for Japan and to raise awareness for relief efforts via a special project called Gamers Heart Japan. The 60-minute special premiered today, April 3rd. So what, that was yesterday? I lost my part. The 60-minute special premiered today and offered interviews with veteran game industry journalists from all over the world, as well as some of the top video game developers on the planet. Game journalists and game makers shared their thoughts on the Japanese video game development scene. Gamer Heart Japan interviewees talked about the past, present, and future of Japan and reminded viewers that the country needs every gamer around the world to donate whatever they can to help the country as it struggles with the worst natural disaster in the history of the world.
Very true.
Yes, it's crazy. It's horrible over there. Donations for the Red Cross in your area can be made... Donations for the Red Cross in your area can be made through the GamersHeartJapan.com website. Gamers Heart Japan features interviews and support from over 30 outlets and publications, including G4, Sci-Fi Australia, Space, Musique Plus, GameTrailers.com, IGN, GameSpot, and a whole big list. I'm not going to go through all these because I'd never finish. There's also all kinds of developers. I'm looking at an incredibly long list. So, again, if you want to help out, you can go over to GamersHeartJapan.com for donations to the Red Cross in your area. There are also other websites, I'm sure, but make sure, you know, just don't go out and buy that coffee today. Throw your change, or, you know, don't throw your change. Most of us use that little plastic card in our wallet. But anyways, instead of buying that coffee, put that money towards Gamers Heart Japan or something today. Go help those people out. They really need it. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but it's horrible over there. Millions of people, no water, no electricity, no food. It's not good. It's not good.
And then they find a couple of people who had died at the plant yesterday. That's not good either for any of us. That means, yeah.
Sorry, died of what yesterday?
They found a couple of people dead in the factory yesterday over in that region. You know, the one where the spillage is happening.
Oh, the nuclear factory.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's not good at all. That's bad.
Yeah, it looks like it could be bad for all of us if they didn't get that under control. Yeah. I'm going to tell you how I know it's really, really bad. And this is kind of funny, but not funny at the same time. There is nobody on the Japanese sim inside Second Life. Their biggest store is they do nothing but haute couture called Bear Rose. Hi, Bear Rose. And there's nobody there. Usually they keep someone in the store all the time. And I think their server is actually based in Japan. And there's nobody there. At least 4 or 5 days in a row I've gone to check, and there's nobody there. So it's bad, people. It's bad, kids. We need to help them out because this could be bad for all of us. Not just because of Second Life, but, you know.
Yeah, real life. Real life is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, it could filter down in a whole bunch of ways we don't even want to think about. Zombie apocalypse is closer than you possibly think. Anyway. All right, Angry Birds. Some people are ducking their heads. Not inside your office. The game, Angry Birds Rio Download, hits 10 million. The demand for the Angry Birds franchise shows no sign of abating, with a new film tie-in, Angry Birds Rio, seeing 10 million downloads in just 10 days. Amazing. That comes from the comments made on their website, Mobile Entertainment. The game was released on March 22nd, and as usual, the majority of the downloads for the free light version of the game. The paid-for version is about 59p pence? Pounds. I don't know. The iPhone edition and a 179 francs, quids, rocks, shells,
seashells. Splendid dollars.
HD version, but it's free to play on the Android marketplace. The game is a tie-in to the new DreamWorks CGI animated feature, Rio. Although the film does not feature the Angry Birds characters, the new game also earned prominence as a limited-time exclusive for Amazon's new Android App Store. Excellent. That's excellent. The game has received positive reviews in the press, where it was praised for improving aspects of the gameplay and presentation, rather than simply being a rebranding for purposes of the movie tie-in. The standard version of Angry Birds recently passed a milestone of 100 million downloads, again including both free and paid-for versions. Publisher Rovio also claims to now have 40 million active users, and at the same time, the company has also revealed that 40% of the revenues from the game come from merchandising, not downloads. Amazing! That's what you do when you make a game. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Great job, guys. Excellent.
I am trying to pull up my next story, and it's not wanting to pull up Corey.
I know, girl.
And you already read my pew 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 one, so I can't fall back on that. All right.
Blame me.
I am totally blaming you. Pokemon smashing records in 2011.
No, no.
Yeah. I'm going to read this because I know some of my friends' kids are like over the hills with Pokemon at the moment. The first quarter of 2011 has already delivered on what was predicted to be a blockbuster year for the Pokemon Company International. With sales of Pokemon Black Version and Pokemon White Version video games for systems for the Nintendo DS family reaching 3 million copies in the first 2 weeks of sales in the U.S. and Europe. Plus unprecedented TV ratings from the first ever sneak preview of the 14th TV season, Pokemon Black and White, and the 13th feature film, Pokemon, Pokemon Zoroark, Master of Illusions. There is no sign of slowing down for one of the world's leading children's entertainment franchises. Again, guys out there, children's entertainment franchises. I'm looking at you. You know who you are. The February launch of the Pokemon Black and White animation in the U.S., along with a sneak preview of the season in European markets the same month, achieved fantastic ratings in all territories. The new season introduces fans to a generation of never-before-seen Pokemon characters, featured in a thrilling new storyline set in the brand-new Unova region, as seen in Pokemon Black Version and Pokemon White Version. During the airing of the sneak peek preview of Pokemon Black and White, Goalie led all the networks in France among kids aged 4 to 10, attracting more than 600,000 viewers. In Italy, K2's audience broadcast to 257,113 individuals aged 4 and older. And in the Netherlands, on the Disney XD, audience figures reached 123,420 kids aged 6 to 12. Yes, this is crazy. This is incredibly long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But again, 3 million sales within the first 2 weeks. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Director of Consumer Marketing for the Pokemon Company, J.C. Smith, says the global buzz created by Pokemon's record-breaking video games, Pokemon Black Version and Pokemon White Version, and brand new animation inspired by the Unova region is truly remarkable. There's more excitement to come, and we look forward to working with the existing and new partners to provide superior entertainment to our millions of fans around the world. Building on the huge success of the video games, a brand new Pokemon trading card game expansion, Pokemon TCG Black and White, will reach shelves shortly, launching with 3 theme decks on April 6th and 4 booster packs on April 25th. In France, Italy, Germany, and Spain, the expansion is set to launch on May 25th. Also, watch out for the highly anticipated single-player Pokemon trading card game online trainer challenge game launching in April, and player versus player Pokemon TCGO game launching this winter. This is crazy. All right, so way to go, Pokemon Black Version and White Version. Way to go, Pokemon Company. That is very impressive. 3 million sales in 2 weeks. That's nuts.
I was never a Pokemon fan, although I do have some cards that I should probably put on eBay. I got like 20 of them. A friend of mine bought like years ago, and we were trying to sell them then. They were worth money, and then, you know, they dropped, and I'm pretty sure probably now they're worth money again. Maybe I'll check it out, see what the value is, see if anybody's interested in buying. Got 20 of them.
I never got into Pokemon.
I know. Yeah, I'm not a card game playing person. Mm-hmm. Got to be digital. All right, it is time for us to go. Because I got some medieval-ing to do. No, I'm kidding. I have more stuff to do for you all out there because we love you so much.
I got stuff to send you inside Second Life.
Oh, does that mean I got to log in and stuff?
Well, it's all full perm, so if you want it, sure.
Oh, what? You said the magic words. Oh,
I don't want it. Sure? Girl, I got drama. I got to tell you, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking for music to start, but I'm more interested in hearing your drama.
Music. We need something to go out with. Oh, yeah.
See how she does me. All right, we'll send you out with some PvP girl, Emerald Dream. Remember to go and check her out.
She is awesome. Check out her stuff, man. She's wonderful. Fellow female hunter. Oh, yes,
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic, magic.
Have a great Monday, guys.
Nature's plastic. Behold a night elf kind in his smile. His clothes are great and leaves. You know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the Emerald Dream? If you're talking about my eyes, they're your flattery supreme. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all world nature's content.
Oh,
craziest nights, whirled round and round by myself in a flight in the form of a butterfly high.